And we also have Mark Parker. And some of you that have been here for a while have met Mark. He's actually my boss. So say nice things to him when you But actually, I've shared a little bit of our journey as Transformation Church over the last number of months. And Mark was really instrumental in acquiring this specific property in this neighborhood. Before Vicky and I, and Hannah and Tyler and Gene and Terry were ever involved, the Lord just really put it on his heart that we were supposed to be here. He's the director of church multiplication in the Wesleyan Church in this district. So anyways, I wanted him to get up and share for a couple minutes just about why the Lord led him to doing that. And before he does, I just got to say, he made a joke last night that didn't fit here in the north. We were all sitting around having supper, and he said something about how, oh yeah, I saw in the forecast there's going to be snow tomorrow. And no one laughed, and I was like, and then he said, oh, like, I'm just joking. And I was like, well, you can't joke like that up here in the north, because like, it's very possible that it might snow. So,
wow, is it ever good to be here this morning. I am delighted to be here and to worship with you. And one of the songs, it talked about the bones living again. And I'm just thinking, man, it is so great to hear the voices lifted up in this place and singing about the name of Jesus. And so I want you to know the presence of the Lord is in this place. I'm just telling you flat out, he is here, and it's just incredible. Well, I have about 4.5 minutes to share with you a little bit, and I just want to reiterate that I am committed to Thunder Bay, and I want to tell you why I'm so committed to this city, to this location, to the geography, to the people. I felt this way for years, and a little bit of the history is that Nathan already alluded to, but there's more to it than that. I mean, I can remember my first plane trip to Thunder Bay, getting off the plane, coming into the city, and just thinking, Lord, why haven't we been here before? And for me, it began to grow even stronger, the passion for this area growing stronger. And so a little bit of the history is I'm in charge of church planting sort of from Quebec all the way to British Columbia and up into the territories. Don't worry, I don't cover all of that. That just looks good on a resume, but I don't cover all that. But when I came to Thunder Bay, and when I came here and there was a fledgling work that was struggling to go forward, I looked beyond it and I began to see the city. And I began to see the people, and I began to see the First Nation communities that butt onto this area. And I grew up, a lot of my family are connected to the First Nation community, and from New Brunswick down with the Maliseet community down there. And so for me, coming here, seeing the city of Thunder Bay, seeing the First Nation communities that are a part of it, it was just something that just spoke to my heart so deeply. And so the commitment that I felt, and I felt God impress it upon my heart so much, and I can't stress this enough, all right, that God pressed on my heart that in the middle of this great nation called Canada, there needed to be a church here in Thunder Bay. And I know other denominations and other churches, and we join hands with them. We work hard with other denominations. But I believe the Wesleyan Church of Canada needed to be here. And I didn't even know Nathan at that time and Vicky. I didn't know Tyler and Hannah. I didn't know all of that. I just believed that we need to be here. And my vision that I had is that from the center of this nation, right from Thunder Bay, that you will ripple to the east and you will ripple to the west and you will ripple to the north. And you play a great, great role in transforming this country for Jesus Christ. Now, you get around me. I am a big thinker. I don't like small thinkers. All right, I like big thinking, and I believe right here is the genesis, is the beginning of that ripple effect that's going to happen, and you're a part of it, and you're a part of it, and so, yeah, absolutely, absolutely, and so with that passion of mine, I was convicted that we needed to be here, and so what we did is, long story short, we ended up buying this place and the house next door, bought it for $50,000. There was another bid that came in that was much higher for the property, but the board that was here from the Knox Church, they said, you know what, we want this to remain a place of worship, and we want it not to be apartments or anything else. We want it to be a place of worship, and so they accepted our bid. I think the other bid was like 100 and some thousand, 150 or 60,000, and they took our bid for 50,000. And but we knew that we needed to invest a lot more money to make this work, and so we rebuild the house next door and all that. But you know what? That's all property. It's not about property. It's about people. And it's about what God wants to do. This is only a tool that God wants to use right here within this community to make a difference. And so with that in mind, I just want you to know that then the next step was, is who's going to come and is going to lead this ripple effect? Who's going to make a difference here? And I want you to know that I am so delighted I got to meet Nathan. And I should call him Pastor Nathan here in front of you, and Vicky. And I've got to meet them. At first, I thought, nah, he's no good. No, I didn't think that at all. No, I thought, wow, here's a great young man. And again, as we got to know one another and I got to present Thunder Bay, I just believe God was calling, and I just had to let the Lord do his work and his time. And sort of pry them out of the Maritimes. You know, in the Maritimes, it's hard to get them to leave home. And so got them out of the Maritimes to come here. And, of course, I am just thrilled. I am absolutely thrilled that you guys are here. Yeah, that deserves a clap. And so this morning, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being a part of the Wesleyan Church. Thank you for being a part of the vision of the ripple effect that's happening across our nation. As we keep planting churches from coast to coast to coast, our God is not dead. Our God is alive. And we need to, once again, believe great things, not because we are great, it's because our God is great. And so, Lord bless you as you go ahead. Work together. Take time to love and encourage one another, and take time to bring about that transformation that's going to happen right across this community and across this country. God bless.